The Public Relations Officer of the National Petroleum Authority, NPA, Yaro Kasambata, says there is no shortage of LPG in the country. He said although some gas filling stations have temporarily run out of the commodity, it is not nationwide. Mr. Kasambata allayed fears of sections of the public on an imminent shortage of gas as the Yule tide approaches. He spoke to Kingsley Obenchere on Behind the News.
The information we are gathering is that, well, these are a couple of isolated, you know, cases. You can have a station running out of LPG. It is normal, okay, for a station to run out of LPG. But we have to go beyond just the station claiming that they have short LPG or there is no LPG on the market. They have to tell the individual what are the causes of these shortages, because you can have more than one reason why a station will run out of LPG. One of it would be, for example, that particular station may owe the oil marketing company.
Assuming it's one or two filling stations, is it not likely to start pressing the panic buttons and then, you know, the way people rush because somebody has said we are running out of gas again?
It is possible that some consumers may also resort to panic buying. What we are saying at this stage is that there is no LPG shortage in the country. As I speak to you now, Ghana has enough stock in our storage to at least accommodate our peak consumption for 1 week. So we cannot have LPG shortage now. We cannot. If there are isolated cases of shortages in stations, those can be investigated to know what are the real causes in those peculiar cases. But as a country, there is no shortage of the product.
You mentioned 1 week, and assuming that, you know, the way things go and vehicles are also using it, people will be traveling much more around this period. Does that mean that it's likely to also run out, assuming people decide to?
No. I mean, what we have said in the past, that at any stage, our national capacity can hold us for a little over a week. So that is your national capacity. And so I'm telling you right now, what we have is what the country can store for at least a week, and that is your national capacity.
PRO of the National Petroleum Authority, Yaro Kasambata. The Public Relations Officer of the Ghana National Fire Service, Billy Anaglati, enumerated ways the public can handle LPG to forestall gas leakages and potential accidents.
When it is said that there's going to be shortage, we also see people buying a lot of LPG in their cylinders, in their storage, even in their homes, at times people even in their bedrooms. What the situation is that because some of the people do not have proper storage capacity, they try to push LPG even under their beds and they turn the cylinder. When you turn the cylinder, LPG is stored under pressure. There could be a leakage in the room that could still cause fire. What we expect that the cylinders must be stored outside the kitchen. Preferably it will be within an open air so that when you even have the leakage, the air or the wind would dissipate the concentration of it. That's why we advise that you can make a cage or whatever behind your kitchen where the cylinder itself will be there. Then you can connect it with the hoses to the cooker in the kitchen. What normally happens is that even if you are in the kitchen and you are cooking and there is fire in the kitchen, definitely every normal human being will run out of the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get out of the kitchen, you run outside where the cylinder is. When you turn the cylinder off or the knob on the cylinder off, it means that you have cut off the gas supply to this fire and the fire will begin to go off.
Okay.
That is the first point of trying even to fight a fire.
Purposes of education, can you give us your numbers again in case of emergency?
We have an emergency number which is 192. 192 is a toll-free number with our headquarters, that's the control room. We have 0302-772-446. 0302-772-446.
You heard Billy Anaglati of the Ghana National Fire Service.